I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. One night not too long ago, between 11:30 and midnight, a tornado warning came blaring through my cell phone, and my husband's too. Take cover. Move away from windows. Stay indoors. Do not attempt to watch the approaching storm. We live in New Jersey, and as newcomers to the Garden State, our knowledge of local weather patterns was admittedly thin. Googling tornadoes, we went from feeling skeptical or quizzical to a state of measured fright. An approaching tornado may be silent, or it can sound like an airplane flying overhead. A sign that a tornado is about to touch ground nearby is the sudden shift from rain to hail. We live in a one-story house with no basement, a house full of windows outside of which stand trees. What were we supposed to do? First, we each lay in bed with a child. From our daughter's room, my husband texted me, "Are you okay?" "Yes, but I'm scared." "You?" "Not scared, just concerned. This seems crazy. Should we wake up the kids? It hardly seems like it's blowing out there." Then we heard the sudden onslaught of hailstones. The next text in the thread is just a lone exclamation mark, at which point we woke the children and huddled as a family on a bathroom floor. The storm passed. We went to bed feeling fortunate and alert to something we don't often contemplate, the vulnerability we share with every other living thing on the planet. Today's poem is "For a Lost Fragment" by Carol Muldow. For C.H. It's a definite lack, being landlocked, bay and oceanless. I envy you the lapping ferry, especially on your way home, as you face the receding city to catch sunset's neon sprawl. Life itself can feel like a sprawl these days, but I'm grateful emotions no longer roil heedlessly inside me, unchecked as the flash flood that yesterday surged through the Pohuake, lifting it beyond its sand-grit bed and churning up a swill of watered-down mud. When we were young, on the coast of Spain, it was all I could do to keep my agitations down. Who knew how to admit to the furious flurry caged inside? At the overpass, a long line of cars, it looked like a pile-up, had emptied out to spectate the tumult moiling below. To see the swollen river up close, once home, I put on waders and crossed our field, flooded only in pockets until near the back V-gate, where suddenly the water rose knee-high with a pulsing force and a continuous roar like a full-on stampede, the escaped river trampling its bed, flattening cottonwood, salt cedar, Russian olive in its wake. Submerged like a floodplain, the pasts reshaped by brush and bracken being swept downstream, by the water that subsided reveals corrective contours, blank spaces, scraps missing, regretted, newly understood. I wish I still had that unfinished love poem I scrawled in a long-lost ledger, as if it could ferry us back, redirect one moment's course. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
Every day, we come together to experience our lives through poetry. Support this regular moment of reflection with a gift to the Slowdown today. Head to slowdownshow.org/donate to make your contribution.